I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. The U.S. State Department has once again failed to designate Nigeria and India as countries of particular concern, despite strong recommendations from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. In response, USRF has called for a congressional hearing. Todd Nettleton with the Voice of the Martyrs USA says,
the interesting thing about this is the U.S. Commission is publicly questioning the State Department on, hey, why don't you agree with us? Why didn't you follow our advice? That is something that we haven't seen a lot of in the past, where they're really publicly saying, hey, you got it wrong. You need to change your mind.
Read more about the plight facing Christians and religious minorities in India and Nigeria at missionnews.org. And the start of a new year is an ideal time for many organizations to launch new projects. President and CEO David Reeves says, for Unfolding Word,
2024, that'll be a continuation of what we've begun, obviously, in 2023, a whole Bible, whole nations project.
For example, the current war in Sudan won't stop Unfolding Word and its partners from moving translation plans forward.
It's a comprehensive, collaborative project to complete all 131 Bible translation needs in the country of Sudan.
The Sudanese team completed open Bible stories in five languages, with four more languages beginning soon. Then, the teams will move into whole book translations, starting with Jonah, 3 John, and Titus. At the same time,
we've got our friends in the Bible Study of Jordan right now, working on Arabic resources for the entire MENA region.
Learn more about church-centric Bible translation and connecting with Unfolding Word at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. We're listener-supported by people just like you. So by giving to Mission Network News, you enable us to keep the stories of God's kingdom coming. And together, the Great Commission happens. Look for links at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.